Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High God. We bless God for another day. We praise God for this day that the Lord has made, and we want to continue to confess that every day as we honor and glorify this magnificent, awesome God that we serve. We thank God for Jesus, our Savior. Thank God for the grace and the mercy, and thank God for his anointing, the peace, the joy. Thank God for all the great and mighty acts that he performed in our lives and the future that he's given us in him. Thank God that his word says in Jeremiah 29:11 that I know the plans that I have for you, for they are good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless you and to prosper you. Thank God for he's given us faith, every man a measure of faith as believers, as we stand on the word of God and faith and patience, and glory to God, continue to be obedient to his word. There's so many great and mighty things that he'll do on our behalf, and many times he'll answer before we even call. What a mighty God we serve. So many benefits in him, not only just fire insurance, health insurance. Glory to God. Praise God for life insurance. Our life, glory to God, for to live a holy and righteous life and be blessed in the kingdom that he's given us, and also to make it into the kingdom of God, to heaven as being our final home. But we also have that for that eternal life, we have the health insurance that he has given us by his stripes. We were healed. Healing is in his wings. He sent his word to heal, and he'll heal us from all manner of diseases. We just have to have the faith. He's already did us at Calvary, but the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, to try to make God's word a lie, make it look like, because he attacks against the body through sickness and disease, that our God is not still on the throne, is still healing and delivering. But he's still doing the same thing he was doing yesterday, today, and forevermore. Praise the Lord. We bless God. Glory to God for the health, for the life, for even keeping us out of hell. If we be obedient to him, if we be willing and obedient, we should eat the good of the land. He made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And we have, glory to God, purpose here in this land. We're journeying, passing through this foreign land, but he has purpose for us to be here. But in the meantime and so forth like this, as we submit and commit to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, hell will not be our home. We'll be eternally, forever, glory to God, in our heaven, in Jesus' name. But right now, we have to serve our purpose here and stay focused, hold on to the joy and the peace that the Lord has given us. I do want to apologize. We're having some serious difficulties with the system tonight, so we'll be reading some and sharing some prayers, and then we probably won't be on the line as long, because that means if I can't get the system up for the other prayer warriors to open the line, for the line to be open for them to come on, we just won't hear but one voice, and that is me. So we were having a little bit of a challenge last night when the word was coming forth, and so today we have a blue screen. Whatever I've done is still yet not nothing's changing, so I don't know if it's an update it's trying to do or what it is. The system is not that old, so I'm not sure what it is and the technical difficulties and the plan that the enemy has, but nevertheless, the door is open. We still can pray. So we're going to give God glory and praise for who he is and what he's doing even at this hour. So, Father, I do come before you tonight and give you glory, praise, and honor, because you are such an awesome and mighty God. Without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. We're going to hold on to our peace and our joy, because you have a way that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. So we're not going to be deterred off the path because of what's taking place right now, because we all cannot be able to speak tonight, and we're not sure what is going to take place with the computer. But nevertheless, prayers out over the airways and every so often, glory to God, we're going to be challenged with things, but we got to keep the faith and know, glory to God, that you're still in charge. So, God, what we can't do, we just have to trust you for the increase on whatever it is, glory to God, because you know our future. I bless you, glory to God, for these prayer warriors that stay on their post and praying over the airways and in their homes and in church and riding on the road in the showers and whatever, as God placed things in their spirit to speak and to share and talk to you concerning and to stand in proxy. We bless you for them. We pray, God, for their continued strength, their encouragement, their enlightenment. Glory to God. Pray, God, that they open doors and close doors that need to be closed. We pray that they continue to speak and decree and declare what thus says the Lord, that we can speak things that are not as though they were. I believe, God, by faith they will come to pass according to your word. We pray, God, that you will bless and keep them healthy and whole and longevity in life. Pray that you bless their families. Bless over to God in their ministry. Bless over to God in their health. In the name of Jesus. Bless even in their wealth and increase for whatever, glory, God, the needs are and the desires are in their home as they delight in you. You said you'll give them the desires of their heart and even the overflow so they can be able to sow into the lives of those who are less fortunate or those who are just in need at that hour. All of us, God, in the name of you, we pray that our hunger and our thirst for your word and for obedience to your word will increase even the more in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, glory to God, for blessing, even being able to have this ability to come on and share, glory, God, through the airway. Thank God for Pastor Dorsey as well, God, for being an instrument to help increase it for the go forth in the blog talk as we've been praying over the years for the prayer line too as well. Everyday prayer life, but most of all our life living. So we ask you, Lord God, to help us to continue to be genuine, be sincere about the work of the kingdom. That you said as we submit ourselves to the Lord and resist the devil, he'll flee. So let's not get caught up in what the enemy is doing, but get caught up in praising and magnify your name of what you are doing. So, God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for food, clothing, and shelter, for your love and kindness, your mercy. We thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. We thank you for fellowship in the body of Christ. We thank you, glory to God, for keeping our eyes open and our ears open. And glory to God, keeping us alert in the Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the favor. God, we just love you and appreciate you. So many benefits, glory to God, that are in serving you. We thank you even through the chastising and the trying times, and glory to God, that you're making us, glory to God, more aware of where flesh is on parade and where we need to yield and submit ourselves even the more to you so that we can be transformed into the image of Christ. We bless you, glory to God, and honor you, glory to God, for even the gift that you placed on us. Help us allow you, glory to God, to help us to be more skillful in in the gifting that you give us to do warfare and to live a life pleasing in your sight. So we're thanking you, glory to God, for everything that you're doing and nothing, glory to God, that is going on in life that you don't know about because you're omnipotent, omnipresent. We bless you and we honor you. We thank you, glory, God, for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One. We thank you for being the God that sanctifies Jehovah Methodist. We glorify you for being Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, glory to God, for everything that you're doing and being our healer. We thank you for being a mind-regulated and what you do even in our hearts, glory to God, for us to walk in forgiveness and to learn what it is, glory to God, to forgive, to be healed on the inside as well as in our physical body. In the name of Jesus, God, you desire for us to live a life that's pleasing in your sight. So we must walk in the agape, the love, and walk in forgiveness. We must be able to have the faith and be strong enough to have courage and take courage to be able to put the enemy to flight. And know, glory to God, that he means us no good. But we have to be able to know, glory to God, we can't serve two masters. We're going to love one and hate the other, as your word says. And you said we're going to know the tree by its fruit. And glory to God, the fruit that we want to be able to see manifest is the character of Jesus Christ. So God, we thank you. We're blessing you, glory to God, that we'll strive even the more for you, that we're not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you tonight for the prayers that should go forth, glory to God, and even those that are going to the hearers. And God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help us to be strengthened, help to keep our eyes off what man is doing, what's going on in the world, what's happening. Not that we're not to be aware, because you told us, glory to God, you gave us wisdom, but we're to be watchful and prayerful, but we're not to get caught up in being fearful. Because you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We're to guard our hearts and not allow anything to filtrate, just anything to drop in our spirit, but filtrate out those things that the enemy tries to come in and try to bind us up with or cause us to be oppressed, depressed, and suppressed. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we're going to speak life, and you also said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. and where we want to have our thoughts on Jesus Christ and a mind of Christ and build ourselves up in our most holy faith through your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of intercession, glory to God, as you cause us to intercede and glory to God and stand glory to God in the power of the anointing to put things glory to God in the order that God has said and to take authority over the foul spirits of the enemy that come glory to God to bind us up or bind others up or to keep us from our destiny, to keep us from living a life glory to God that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We don't want to be in a place that we're slowful or sluggish or we're glory to God, procrastinating, getting caught up, glory to God, in our feelings and our emotionals. We want to be us where we can be able to stand strong as a soldier of the Lord, glory to God, on his word, have on the whole armor of God, and know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Help us to know, glory to God, the power and authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus. We're to put the enemy to flight. We're not supposed to be fleeing, glory to God, in the name of you. We just listen to the wisdom of God of how to go in and how to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing us to be able to stand in glory to God in the gap for others. Glory to God that we may intercede and that we may pray and that we may stand on the word and confess the word and encourage them and have a testimony to glorify the Lord and help them, glory to God, to be in a place where they can see the witness of Christ as we be examples of being the epistles of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you today. We honor you and we love you and glorify you. We lift up your holy name. We send our allegiance and we give our allegiance to you, a pleasure to you. Lord, we bless you, glory to God, because there is none like you. We help you ask you to help us to stand fast and to hold fast and keep our eyes fixed on you, looking to the hills with coming to our help, realizing that our help coming from you, that we're not leaning to the left or the right, and that we're not back up. In the name of Jesus, that we will have Jesus as our Lord and not just the Christ of the crisis. In the name of Jesus, and you told us that we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. We honor you. We bind up every satanic and demonic force, glory to God, that will come against this prayer, come against this anointing, come against the work that you call for. Our divine connection to do, or what you've given us on individual assignments, or what you've given us collectively in the body of Christ, especially even as these vessels that you set apart for such a time as this to carry out your bidding. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Bless God. I'm going to read something into the screen. Praise God and read some shares of scriptures. And as I said, whoever's coming on now, we have a more serious problem with the computer tonight that it's not allowing to pull the system up to got just a blank page. I don't know what it's doing, whether it's updating or just there's something happening with it. But we'll make some inquiries about that a little bit later. But in the meanwhile, tonight it'll be just me praying and praying some word scriptures and then word scriptures, scriptures are the word. We'll pray glory to God, the word. And in the meanwhile, I pray that you'll be praying in the background. I'm not sure how long we'll be on, but I'll be sharing some word concerning the various things that we are praying about in the name of Jesus. Right now it says, I recognize by faith that God is worthy of all honor, praise and worship, and the creator of sustainer and the end of all time. As my creator, I confess that God made me for himself and you. In this day, I therefore choose to have lived for him according to Revelation 5, 9, 10, and 4:11, Isaiah 43, 1, 7, 21. That's the same one, do a reading first. I recognize by faith that God loved me and you, choose me in Christ before time, begin according to Ephesians 1:1-7. I recognize the faith that God has proven his love to us in sending his son to die in our place, whereby every provision has already been made for our past, present, and future needs through his representative work, whereby we have been quickened, raised, seated with Christ in the heavenlies, and anointed with the Holy Spirit according to Romans 5:6. 11 through 11, 8, 28, 2:39, Ephesians 1:3, 2, 5, and 6, 5 through 6. We recognize by faith that since we have received Christ as our Savior and Lord, we believe God's word that he has received us, adopted us into the family, whereby he has assumed every responsibility for us. Our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, healed, delivered, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our members, the parts of our body or instruments of righteousness, yield to God for his service and for his glory. Satan has no place in us, no power over us, no unsettled claims against us. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony and love, and not our lives unto the death. We crucify our flesh, our ego, our way, etc. Our body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for our body. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus, we are redeemed out of the hand of Satan. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus, all our sins are forgiven. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, continuously cleanses us from all sin. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are sanctified, made righteous, just as if we never sinned. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God. The blood of the Lord Christ cleanses our conscience from dead works and to serve the living God, the Lord. Your divine purpose. Dear Lord, help us, our gracious Father, to not be caught up in religion, but to be caught up in the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, that we might be more effectual in our prayers and be obedient to you. We want to serve your divine purpose, Lord, and do what is good and right in your sight. Allow us, dear Lord, to live in your light and the love and that you have for us. Show us how to be helpful to your kingdom. Show us how to live in a life of constant praise to you. Bless Jesus Christ, holy name. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. So we have another prayer here that says prayer for cleansing the home. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, we now renounce all opportunities for ground held by Satan, wicked demons, in the relationship of our home and property. We bind with chains and fetters of irons all wicked spirits and their schemes and assignments against the home and the property. We ask my Lord Jesus to evict them from the home and property with any controlling powers of darkness, to send them where they may never control or harm any person again. Heavenly Father, in the name of and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his blood, I now renounce all past uses of this property for his false religion, occult practice, this divination, magic, sorcery, witchcraft, spiritualism, healing, and such. We ask in the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all curses, spells, hex, witchcraft, spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, and occult evil. Heavenly Father, in the name of and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his bloodshed, we renounce all expressions of anger, bitterness, rebellion, and lack of submission to God's will exercised by persons who live on the property or in this home or anyone's home at the present or who previously lived wherever, glory to God, we have lived or living. We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all anger, bitterness, rebellion, and stubbornness, and spirit of separation seeking to rule the home. Heavenly Father, in the name of in the name of Jesus and the authority of the Lord Christ Jesus, and by the power of his shed blood, we renounce all expressions of pride and control exercised by persons who live on the property or in this home or at the presence or who previously lived there. We ask that the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all prideful spirits and all controlling spirits. Heavenly Father, in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of his shedded blood, we now renounce any acts of immorality, impurity, indecency, strife, jealousy, selfishness, and drunkenness, and drugs, abuse, even exercised by people or persons. Glory to God, the present and past. Glory to God. We pray now in the name of Jesus, remove all immoral, impurity, indecent, strifeful, jealousy, and selfish, drunkenness, drugs, abuse, and envious spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against all the foul and unclean spirits that come against us, and even, glory to God, those that whether they are people that are in our neighborhood, whether they are people, glory to God, that we come in contact on our jobs, or whether they are people glory to God, in our homes or whatever, we curse and cancel generational curses that will come up against those, glory to God, that are fighting, glory to God, to live a holy and righteous life, and foul spirits are coming against them and trying to hold them back or trying to remind them of their past or trying to, glory to God, come against them through other people's, whatever part they may play, glory to God, in trying to intervene in the things that God has said is to come to pass. We will not be held bound by those things of the past or those things that the enemy is using through people. We pray for their deliverance. We pray, glory to God, for healing. We pray to take out a heart of glory to God, of hardness, Lord, I put in a heart of flesh so that they would be able to comprehend and understand and receive the word of God in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that we stand on your word, we stand on your promise, we stand, glory to God, that we are free in the name of Jesus, that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned, and that our homes, glory to God, and glory to God in those houses that you've given us, that wherever, whether it's an apartment or whether it's a house or wherever we live, we are praying dedicated that home unto you in the name of Jesus, and that, glory to God, nothing that the enemy tries to pull or do, glory to God, will not bring any fear or fretfulness or cause us to be lacking in courage in the name of Jesus. We know who we are and whose we are, and we'll stand on the word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, that our home is a house of prayer, a house of peace, a house of joy. We thank you, glory to God, for unity in the home. And whether it's in the home, glory to God, the house that we live in, or whether it's a house, glory to God, of God, in the name of Jesus, we come against strife and confusion and rebellion and stubbornness and the spirit, glory to God, of busybody, spirit, glory to God, that will come in with pride and high-mindedness, spirit that will come in to divide and conquer the blood of Jesus. We cast it out and send it back to the dry places from whence it came in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Pray for our world leaders. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for our world leaders that your spirit rest upon them. We pray and believe that the skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the heart of our world leaders and that they will do your will. We pray against, glory to God, high-minded and pride and greed and chaos and confusion and self-will, glory to God, and those, glory to God, that will bring harm and danger to others. We plead the blood of Jesus for those, glory to God, that want to come against the word of God and come against the anointing, glory to God, and what's right. We pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, are putting their hands to, glory to God, to cause run havoc, or cause confusion, or cause harm or danger to others in the name of Jesus because of their authority. God, we're praying that you take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh and cause them, glory to God, to humble themselves and give them an ear to hear and a heart to hear and to receive what the word of God is saying and take on wise counsel and godly counsel. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make them women and men of integrity. We may lead, that they may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the wicked world leaders will be cut off and rooted out. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in the times of trouble. So we declare with our mouth that your people dwell safely in the land and we prosper abundantly. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We give thanks to you, Lord, that the good news, that the gospel is published in the land. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and lives of your people. We give thanks to the land and the leaders you have given us in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do pray for our president, for our nation, and all the executive branch of the nation, and all the members of Congress in the nation, and all the leaders and all the local, state, and regional, and federal, globally, God, agency and communities and government, globally, God, and those first responders, globally, God, those in the medical field, those that are in the police, globally, God, those, globally, God, that are holding office, globally, God, that have authority, globally, God, over various things that can make it harder or it can make it easier for the life, globally, God, of those, globally, God, that are struggling or going through or less fortunate or whatever. We're praying, glory to God, that you would touch hearts and you would change lives and you would cause them, glory to God, to have an awakening in the name of Jesus, to listen and to have wise counsel and to do what's right. We come against, glory to God, so many that are caught up, glory to God, in self-will and not about for the people or not about concerned about those that are hurting or abused or less fortunate or whatever. We're praying for a change. We're praying most of all for salvation in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your protective hand that shields us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, glory to God, for you hearing the prayers and our prayer requests, and glory to God on behalf of the nations and other things, glory to God. We give you thanks, Lord, for the divine, glory to God, that we serve in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord God, to assure the safety of your people and keep us, glory to God, and our nation from harm away, harm's way, and provide protection from, glory to God, from plans of destruction and have plotted against us. We pray for the United States. We pray, glory to God, there will be a change. And remember, even, glory to God, as it said, when the nation was built through the currency that says in God that we trust, there are so many times, glory to God, we've seen over the years that it's a lack of trust and trying to get him out, glory to God, of the lives of people, or don't even want him to be recognized in government place or that place, and try and so on to even take, glory to God, the power out of the church, which they can't, but the adversary has so many attacks. We're praying for an awakening that the United States of America will turn back to God in the name of Jesus. So many doors have been opened for so many kinds of gods and different kinds of idols will be worshipped in the place of God in the name of Jesus. We pray against the mass destruction that the adversary has planned for the United States and for the things, glory to God, that God has said that we are to live in liberty, glory to God, and in justice and righteousness, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God, for praying that you would stop any strategies and destruction that will try to come against us, your people and this nation. We pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. We pray that you will protect us and the nation from evil attacks of the aggressor, of the terrorist attacks that bring destruction against, glory to God, us or either our nation. May the knowledge of terrorism plans, attacks be revealed to those who provide a national and international security. We pray that you will give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people and this nation. Help everyone in authority to be alert to signs and wrongdoing in this nation. We pray that you will provide insight to national, international, and local authorities in the nation swiftly and to avert the danger protecting America and this property in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, enabling our military forces of this to seek out and eradicate terrorism in the name of Jesus and do it swiftly, accurately, in action of intelligence, gathering, and retaliation. Oh, God, we submit this to your hand, Lord. We give this, to give you praise. We give you the glory and that you hear our prayer and our supplication. Heavenly Father, we pray that every potential act of terrorism against this nation and your people will be exposed. Heavenly Father, we ask, glory to God, you to loose your mighty warring and guarding angels to expose and destroy any potential act. God, we give you all glory. We give you all praise. We thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. We give thanks, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. We thank you, glory to God, for refuge and strongholds in times of trouble. We declare with our mouth that your people of this nation will dwell safely in the land and prosper abundantly. We pray more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against us share, prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We thank you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Father, we come together in agreement today that the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if two or more are gathered in your name, glory to God, how you will come to us and come in the midst, and glory to God that you will move on our behalf. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, that your word let us know, hallelujah, in Matthew 18, when two or three are gathered in your name, that you will be in the midst, and whatever we have done for us on earth will be done in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come and lift up, glory to God, those that are sick and shedding, those that are need a healing in their body, the spirit of sickness and disease that have come against them. We curse and cancel it today in the name of Jesus. That, glory to God, we rebuke any affliction and infirmity and inflammation, any sickness and disease, any disorders and syndromes of any kind of abnormal cells, any radical cells, any abnormal growth, any radical growth in this time. We rebuke any and loose it from, glory to God, from your people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We glory to God in Jesus' name. Glory to curse any infections in the body, command it to die and the root of it, and to leave the body normal. In a normal way, we curse, glory to God, any abnormal cell, radical cell, or normal growth and radical growth in the body, that it command them to die in roots and at the root and leave the body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we rebuke any disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God, and bind Satan up and command him to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. Every wicked demon, lying, perverse, unclean, demonic, and religious stronghold, including all spiritual strongholds of infection, viruses, cancers, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, lesions of any kind, spasms of any kind, glory to God, trauma, shock, sickness, disorders, disease of, glory to God, of any infection, infirmities, inflammation, any, glory to God, spirits that will come against the muscles, the spine, the backbone, glory to God, the ligaments, the tissue, the blood vessels, arteries, heart, lung, back, bladder, liver, colon disorders and diseases, stomach disorders, diseases, intestinal disorders, any disease, prostrate, glory to God, disorders and disease, kidneys, disorders and diseases, of bladder diseases, of urinary tract infections, or any thyroid disorder, any, glory to God, sugar diabetes, blood death, high blood pressure, glory to God, low blood pressure, any diseases, glory to God, that were chemical disorders and diseases of heart disorders, and the diseases of lung disorders, and diseases of brain disorders, and the diseases of breast disorders, and diseases of skin disorders, or any reproductive organs disorders, or diseases against any schizophrenia, glory, paranoia, or forgetfulness. We command them to unlink the chain and loose themselves from every organ, every cell. We bind it up and command it to be loose and go back to the dry places from which it came. Every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone, body, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, and go wherever Jesus sends it them to in Jesus' name. With the authority that he has given us, we bind and take authority and command to loose the soul, go back to the dry place and look at. We loose, glory to God, healing and deliverance. And glory to God, we thank God for what his word has said. By his stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wing. Glory to God, we thank you for the miracles you have wrought, glory to God, in the body, in the name of Jesus. We release healing virtue, your miracles virtue, your healing anointing, your miracle anointing in the body, from the top of the head into the soles of the feet of your people, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to make, glory to God, your people whole. Make him or her whole, glory to God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we ask you to restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone of their body, in the name of Jesus, and bring in total alignment, complete alignment, the way you created him or her. Praise glory to God in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over every organ, cell, every gland, every muscle, every part of the body, the bones, in the name of Jesus. All come against every infection. We apply the blood, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. All Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we ask. Lord, we thank you and put a hedge of protection around your people in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood, glory up from the top of the head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for truth. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, glory to God, that we manifest your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your gentleness, your faithfulness, and your self-control in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We do send yourself. We do thank you for your son, Jesus, glory to God, on the cross. And we thank you, Lord God, for him healing all afflictions, every spiritual sickness and disease, whether spiritual and athletic, physical, emotionally, or whatever. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of salvation, glory to God, that we are, glory to God, delivered from all our transgressions. We thank you, Lord God, in your word. Let us know in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, you faithful and just to forgive us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that according to Isaiah 53:4-5, that by your stripes Jesus took on to the cross, and that we are healed and made whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and decree, glory to God, the healing made whole according to Isaiah 53. That by his stripes we are healed. Amen and amen. We thank you for the victory in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torment, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way or has sent our way, and even in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hex, vexing, enchantment, and whatever else. We have victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, that we hold. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for what your word says, that glory to God, that we have the power and authority to bind and loose. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy, glory to God, does not rule our lives. We are subject to the Spirit of the Lord. You said if we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, and he is flee. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us authority through the power of the Holy Spirit, to glory to God, to walk in the peace and the joy, to walk free, glory to God, and the liberty of Jesus Christ. We thank you, glory to God, for the anointing to speak and decree your word. We thank you for that power of anointing that you, we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We can speak and decree, glory to God, healing and deliverance. We can speak, glory to God, in the lives of your people through your word, glory to God, to see the power of your anointing change lives, and glory to God, and even, glory to God, see your hand open doors and close doors, and see, glory to God, people glory out of their homes being healed in the name of Jesus. Marriages coming together. People, glory to God, that desiring, glory to God, more of you, seeing their minds regulated, their heart regulated, their desire, glory to God, to fulfill your will and to be prosperous and do the things of God that is called for in ministry and in their lives. We're thanking, Lord God, for taking, glory to God, those that were bound by drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and caught up, glory to God, in all manner of things. Or either may have committed word murder, not only just, glory to God, in the physical, but with even with the tongue, destroying other people and causing, glory to God, betrayal and causing people, glory to God, to have divisions in homes and ministries and whatever, the damage that will be done, glory to God, through the murdering of the tongue, the healing and deliverance and turn lives around and cause those ones that were, glory to God, injuring and that was a predator. Now, glory to God, hallelujah, turning their lives around and causing people to be delivered out of the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. You're so marvelous and so wonderful, and we can see through the word of God, even when David was in that, not David, when Paul was in that position, but how you turned his life around and used him greatly, glory to God, to be able to minister and bring deliverance and healing to your people then, and the word is still alive and doing so now. God, we are thankful for that mercy and grace, how you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We thank you, Lord God, that we are instrument, glory to God, to use in the kingdom of God, that glory to God, that you may be glorified. God, give us wisdom, glory to God, to use this tongue wisely so we can minister grace to the hearer and you be glorified in what we do in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, glory to God, for the provisions that are being made for us. We thank you, Lord God, for changing our lives and rearranging it so that we can be able, Lord, to be a vessel of honor to glorify you in the name of Jesus. We can be that witness, so we can be that light on the hill, glory to God, who can point people to Jesus Christ. And we thank God for Jesus, that even glory to God, he encountered that thankful with God, but he turned back around and was at a place where no matter what he was going on, he never, glory to God, ever was challenged with trying to make a reputation for himself. He always pointed, glory to God, everyone to the Father. And that should be what we should be doing in the body of Christ. We come against the spirit of pride and high-mindedness, self-will that always want to be recognized and want somebody to look, glory to God, at us instead of looking to the Father, looking to Jesus. God, we pray, glory, against that spirit of prestige and power struggle and, glory to God, name-dropping and all of this foolishness that the enemy used to come against the people of God, all those that in leadership in the body of Christ that caused, glory to God, harm and division and confusion in the body. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for a repentant heart, a convicted heart. Even some were on the right trail and deviate off the path. But you said, glory to God, in your word, what profit is a man who gains the whole world and loses his soul? What, glory to God, is it for, glory to God, for us to be in a place and be a stumbling block for others? You told us, glory to God, that we are not called, glory to God, to do that. We are not to be in a position where, glory to God, that we cause chaos and let our instruments be used for the enemy. Whatever God has blessed us and given us in our gifts is supposed to be for the glory and the honor of the Lord. We're praying, glory to God, for change. We're praying for unity. We're praying for love. We're praying, glory to God, for forgiveness. We're praying, glory to God, that we'll treat others as we desire to be treated. But most of all, we want to do it as the Lord has said, glory to God, we're going to love one another and love, glory to God, your enemies as your glory to God as yourself. We're supposed to be to a point that no matter what, even when our enemies hunger, we can give them food. When they thirst, give them water. Because you said we're heaping coals upon their heads, because the Lord already let us know that vengeance is his and the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. God, help us to get to that place, even when people persecute us, that they are a man of evil, that we can bless and curse not. We can be able to do things as you call us to do. We won't turn back on me, my eye, and us for, or glory to God, we're trying to protect ourselves and glory to God, not doing the will of the Lord only on part time. You don't want a part time lover. You're a jealous God. You done told us, glory to God, we're to love the Lord all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and all our strength in the name of Jesus. And those, glory to God, that are coming against us, Jesus already have gone through so we can go through, and he's given us the wisdom how we can come out and how we can go in, and he gave us the power through the Holy Spirit. Many times we grieve the Holy Spirit, override him, and don't listen to his voice so he can be able to lead us and guide us and bring us in and bring us out of whatever circumstances. Trust in God, glory to God, that he got a plan and it's going to work for the good. And sometimes, even in that plan, when we're going through some things, he's also doing some things in us so that we can be no more I but the Christ. We'll go where our flesh can die and be mortified the more. Glory to God, so God can be glorified. Lord, we have asked you, Lord God, to bless in the body, that there will be a change, that we'll recognize the real enemy. In the name of Jesus, not the flesh, it's the spirit, but in that flesh. But still, yet, we're to recognize the forces of him so we can take authority by the news, and he'll show us how to go in and how to come out. That was to seek more of the wisdom of God and submit and commit more to the will of the Lord. God, we just ask you to bless in the body of Christ in such a time as this. We pray, glory to God, for our young people. We're praying for a change. We're praying for their hearts. We're praying, glory to God, for their protection. We're praying to give them, glory to God, an opportunity to live, to become an adult, to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. The ones that are in the light, that go out, they will stay in the light. That the enemy is using all kinds of methods to try to, and peer pressure and different things to try to pull them off the path that God has for those that are trying to live holy, trying to live right, trying to do what's right. Sometimes it's challenges in school. Sometimes it's challenges, glory to God, in their home. Sometimes it's challenges, even in ministry, and sometimes it's just challenges around them. It could be in the neighborhood or however. Whatever method the enemy can use to try to bring pressure on, to try to cause confusion or run havoc or cause them, glory to God, then glory to God, to feel inadequate or feel, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, of self, not having any self-worth. He's a liar in the blood of Jesus. We're praying for a blood covering. We're praying more for even for the parents too, God, that they will recognize those, glory to God, that God has blessed and touched, glory, and given them as ones to teach and to guide them and to be a light, glory to God, and an example, glory to God, that they will come into a rightful place as parenting. Those that may be saved and not saved, but God bless even in the good morals that they should have, but pray for their salvation and their healing. But God, let them not be the abuser and the accuser and beating their children down, glory to God, with words. And glory to God, it used to be an old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never, but the physical body can get healed, and they may have a scar there, but that scar may not ever hurt anymore. But the hurt that's coming from the words can go all the way, go right through a lifetime, and all the way even to the grave, with a deep unforgiveness or hurt or damage or change the course of people's lives, go right, not only just for a child, but it begins there, and then so much, go right, even as an adult, struggling through life in the name of you. And then it calls some to do hideous crimes or do things behind the scenes, glory to God, and do things, glory to God, harm to themselves or to others, or always trying to find love in the wrong places. God, we are praying against those foul spirits that will cause, glory to God, an evil force and generational curses and whatever could come in and cause them to have other substance, glory to God, trying to substitute, glory to God, for what they really need, a true and living God. We pray against those foul spirits in the name of Jesus. We come against that abuse, the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the other things, glory to God, that the enemy is using through the pressure of trying to be a beauty queen. This one, glory to God, trying to be the Hulk. Or this one trying to, glory to God, get pattern after the athletes or running after money and trying to get it the best way I can. I'm lacking, don't have this or whatever. I'm in a poverty situation. I'm in a place where nobody don't care. So now we're running after gangs or running after spiritualism or running after other things, glory to God. And not only just the children, but the adults sometimes too, because of where their mindset is. We're praying those generational curses and those other things that the enemy, as we already done prayed earlier, that those things be destroyed. But we're praying for the love. We're praying for mercy. We're praying for good. We're praying for those that are in those abusive situations. Doors will open, change will take place. We're praying for those parents that need some counsel or make a change, and those who have refused or not to, then we're praying, glory to God, that you open doors, that those young people will get some relief, some of them, or somebody that care and concern, glory to God, and bless them and build them up so that way they can be able to accomplish and be able to have a life and be able, glory to God, to achieve some things in life, and most of all for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for salvation. We're praying, glory to God, for yokes to be destroyed off of their minds that make them feel that this is as far as I can go. It's not going to be any better. And some that go to God think I got to check out of here through suicide because I'm tired of the pressure. I'm tired of being accused and abused. And glory to God, I'm tired of seeing like I can't make any progress on anything. God, help them in school. Help them, glory to God, in their homes. Help them, glory to God, with so-called friends, and let them find out what true friendship is in the name of Jesus. Help them to be able to have high self-esteem instead of low self-esteem, not so much high than they're full of pride or high-mindedness, but to a place, glory to God, where they'll take pride and they'll want to accomplish some things and achieve some things in life. We're praying, glory to God, for good leaders being raised up in these young people. We're praying against the rebellion and stubborn and disobedience to parents and disobedience to authority. For those, glory to God, for whatever the cause them to be in that state of mind, we plead the blood of Jesus loose from their assignment, Satan, in the name of Jesus, against them. We're praying and we bind you up and command you to let them free in Jesus' name. We're praying, glory to God, for people, mentors to come into their lives that are going to be encouraging them, build them, don't have no ulterior motives to try to take from them or use them, abuse them, or glory to God, or sexually or attack them or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying genuine lives, glory to God, that they'll cross their paths, that will go out, build them up, and give them, glory to God, a mind to be encouraged to strive for more in life. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you. We're believing you for a change. Praying for the prayer warriors, the believers in Christ, in the name of Jesus. May that be just a state name as an intercession, but you can't intercede and pray. Everybody, God, bless that we're supposed to have a mind to pray. We got the Word in us. We got the Holy Spirit. We got to know, to have a caring and loving spirit to be able to care and have concern and pray and not go there. I just get caught up, and desensitized, as you said. So many times when we hear evil things or things that are going on, or we see stuff on television, or we hear about what they got, crime and others, God help us to pray. Pray for change. We thank you for our prayers and some things that we hear, even when we do look at the news, a lot of stuff that's on there, glory to God, is a repeat that causes spirits to be kind of bound up, and we keep too caught up on the negative. But we can see also sometimes where things that have been spoiled that the enemy wanted to do, or the damage he wanted, of destruction, glory to God. But God, we have the power to come against, glory to God, and use mass destruction against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. We can be a force to be reckoned with when we come on one accord together, when we pray and intercede, when we stand in the gap, glory to God. We're here, glory to God, some good news about things, glory to God, that the enemy wanted to do or try to do, or the damage he would have done that would have been worse. But God blessed through the power of prayer. We weren't there. It could have been across the nation. It could have been just interceding and going out in prayer. But then you hear about the power of the anointing that came through in the name of Jesus. Even some of the accidents, some of the things that go on, and people walking away or coming out. Glory to God, the mercy of God, and somebody someplace praying. God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us to continue to be strong in the Lord and his word, strong in our bodies and healed and whole. Glory to God, longevity, a mind to fulfill the will of the Lord and do his will, and that we will not get caught up in ourselves in pride and high-mindedness, even when God used these gifts of glory to God in us, that we remember that it's him that he's going to be the one glorified. It's him that's going to be God giving us these gifts. These are the ones, glory to God, that God is looking for humble people that will submit and commit and glory to God, pledge their allegiance to him. And go out and give all glory to him when things are being done. God, we thank you, Lord God, will be no secret pride. It'll be, every bit of pride will be eradicated out of us. And glory to God, it truly will be the will of the Lord be done. In the name of Jesus, God, help us in the times when we're waiting for healing and deliverance, or God to move on our behalf or save our loved ones, that we'll be able to stand firm on your word, will not be moved from the place of prayer and faith, the no glory to God, that this too shall pass and deliverance shall come, and God will make a change. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay in your word, let your word be in us. And you said your word abide in us, and we abide in you. Glory to God. Then, glory to God, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. God, I bless you today. I give you glory and I give you honor. What a mighty God we serve. We honor you today and give glory and praise to you in the name of Jesus. Help us to love one another and stop, glory to God, fighting among each other and not allow the enemy to come in and move in and steal from us, glory to God, what God said that we're to have in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As you said in your word, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind in the name of Jesus. We are to, glory to God, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And count it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself with no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming into the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as man. Glory to God. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to death on the cross. Therefore, God has always highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, shall bow of those in heaven and of on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, that we, our minds will be renewed, and we remember, glory to God, that we are bought with a price, and we are the, our bodies is to be a living sacrifice acceptable unto the Lord, and this which is our reasonable service. And help us to be to that place that our minds do be renewed, and glory to God, and that we approve that is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Lord, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, that let God arise and his enemies be defeated. God, we thank you for your healing power and for your love and your mercy. We thank you, glory to God, for the call upon our lives, and glory to God, for what you have called us to do and to be in the name of Jesus. And that in you we live and move and have our being. God, I bless you today. Help us, glory to God, to appreciate your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord tonight for all that he's done and doing as we take on the anointing that God has given us and his word, and also stand on the promises of the Lord as we prepare to seek out his face and continue to intercede and continue to stand on the promises of the Lord, and to know, glory to God, that you have given us this authority, and that we will not walk in fear, but we will walk in faith, and we stand, glory to God, on what God says, looking into him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God, we bless him and we honor him. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And help us to take our rightful place We just began to reposition ourselves and some things that we might be lacking in, so we can stand fast, hold fast, be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that his labor is not in vain. And that this tongue that we have in our mouth, let it be for the glory of God, that whatever we say and speak and do, it will go to God, be used for his glory, not to divide, not to cause confusion or chaos, put the enemy to flight, to build up, to encourage, in the name of Jesus, and for healing and deliverance, whatever God wants to cause us to speak and do. We want to be in the place and have an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. As the word says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. We're the church in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you tonight. We bless God for all his great and mighty acts. And at this time, glory to God, we'll get ready to close and stay alone and praise God for that he is still allowed to do, be done, regardless of what the enemy has done, where we won't be able to have the other prayer warriors to come on to share and to pray. It just stopped in my spirit and just use the prayer book to just go ahead and pray the word and put it in the atmosphere, and we're going to be able to just continue to stand and go forward, praise God. So in the meantime, we look forward to everything being put in place, that we'll find out what's going on with the computer and that we won't have any more issues with that, and that this will be corrected by the time we get ready to have prayer again. It's like last Lord say the thing on next Monday night in the name of Jesus. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hold on, glory to God. Help is on the way. Praise the Lord. Whatever that we're needed of, we can just cast those cares upon the Lord with faith and mixed with our patience and our believing God's word that he is going to turn it around and work on our behalf. We're just going to hold on to that. I thank God for he is so awesome and marvelous and so many things he's done for us. When we look back and see what he's already done, sometimes when we're going through, we need to go back in the archives and pull out, well, like he did it then, he did it then, he did that. And this sometimes we recognize what we're going through now was not even greater than what we went through last week, last month, or the year before. And sometimes the enemy will blow things up, and then we magnify this thing. We get focused on looking at what by sight what's happening then, or feeling the pressure of it. Then we'll forget about, but God, this thing was not even compared to, this was two times, three times worse than that that I've been through before, and God brought me out in such a way that all knew that this was God. So sometimes we got to put this thing back in perspective and get ourselves back in alignment too. Sometimes we get bombarded, but nevertheless, we got to keep releasing those things every day to the Lord and casting them, making sure it's not suppressed and go over to God, but it's really released into the hand of God, so we can't connect the enemy, can't connect the dots, and we can still walk in our authority, put in the flight, and still be at peace and walk in the joy of the Lord, so we can continue to carry out the mission and the assignment God's given, because anytime we're carrying up the devil's territory, he's going to turn back around and try to bring the heat on. But even like when the Hebrew boys was in their natural fire, glory to God, they went in, glory to God, all bound up and whatever like this, and even the enemy got slew when they opened the door, he was thrown in. But in the meantime, God bless them, they end up walking around with no bands or nothing on them, no hair, singe or smoke or nothing in the name of Jesus, and they were able to see the power of God as the fourth man in the fire. So when we walk like we're supposed to walk and walk with God, they'll see the power of God in our lives. They'll see the Spirit of the Lord in us and go to God. It had to be the power of God. It's got to be something supernatural taking place for them to come through and come out and go out, not even smell a light smoke through that trial, and no glory to God, it could have consumed us. So just keep the faith, keep our eyes fixed, and pray one for another, because that makes all the difference. That's why he said, for us to pray one for another. He told us one can take 1,000, two with 10,000 of fight. How the power of agreement when we come in and pray together, go out at two or three gathered in his name, how you move. So we have, glory to God, that authority that God has given us. But when we need that reinforcement, we can come together with a true believer that's standing on the word, and standing on the promise and faith, and that, glory to God, whatever they're praying for, that's where it's going to be left at, and they'll see the hand of God at work and manifested in our midst. So thank God, glory to God. He is so awesome and so powerful. I bless God for all that he's done and doing. We're going to bid you good night and praise God and shalom, shalom. In Jesus' name. Be blessed of the Lord. You are covering over you all and protection and shield, blessing and financial, spiritually and natural, healing and deliverance, not only for your household, my household, and globally out our families and loved ones and for ministries or however. We stand on the promise of God and send glory out, send notice to the enemy. We bind him up, take authority, command him to be loose from his assignment against us. Give us an ear, Lord, like never before to hear, eyes to see, scales are dropping off, and our words, glory to God, hallelujah, will be words that will, glory to God, you will be glorified in it. So we speak and decree what thus said the Lord. You said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we want to speak and let the manifestation of who we're living for, who we're serving, be manifested in our lives and in our walk. In the name of Jesus, be blessed of the Lord and have a marvelous and wonderful week. In Jesus' name, amen. So long.